and welcome to our podcast, Hebrews Verse by Verse, brought to you by Teleos. This captivating podcast will not only impart the wonderful book of Hebrews, but it will also show you how to study the Bible so you have confidence in Scripture. Each episode will provide key points for verses in Hebrews. Thanks for joining us on this exciting biblical journey.
I'm William Stewart, co-founder of Teleos. Welcome back to our verse by verse study on the book of Hebrews. Wow, such a great study. This book tells us so much about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and his mission to come and save us, and the very nature and the incredible depth and detail of God's plan. If you've seen part of our videos, I'm sure hope that you have, and I encourage you to start from the beginning. We realize that the first half of the book are comparisons of our Savior Christ to other elements of the Hebraic religion. So he's writing to a group of immature believers, Christian believers, who apparently have been saved by faith alone in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, but now want to walk according to the law or Hebraic tradition. The first comparison in the first two chapters is versus angels. So again, we've learned of the incredible advantages of Christ, not only to salvation, but in the Christian walk, things that just the angels can't do. They weren't meant to do. They're ministering, powerful ministering spirits, as we've learned from chapter 1. So we're at the last verse of chapter 2, 18, finishing this comparison. Very important verse that I think really most Christians don't realize. So he's emphasized the fact that Christ is our Savior. In chapter 2, he's sanctified us, and helping those who've been sanctified, he calls us brethren. He's flesh and blood like we are, so there's this great unity between Christ our Savior and us. And finally, and he does all this, the fact that he could save us, put to death the power of Satan. And yet in verse 18, he says, "For he that himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to secure or help them that are tempted." So in context, the suffering here primarily means that is suffering on the cross. Otherwise, the incredible pain and anguish as Christ, as man, suffered on the cross for our behalf. I think also considering the fact it's talking about helping us now, we have to realize that Christ also in his 3 years in the ministry on earth was tempted in every way, particularly the temptation by Satan we read about in Luke 4 and Mark 1 and Matthew 4, but even the trials he undertook, facing persecution and rejection, often pressed and pushed by crowds. Some were friendly, some were not. Excuse me. So he faced every emotion and temptation really that we could have, or at least to a point that he could help us at every point in our Christian life with aid as we are tempted. So, wow, we have a high priest who really has performed two functions for us. Like the high priest in the Old Testament, he sacrificed. They sacrificed animals to teach people about Messiah as an expression of their saving faith for that time. And yet Christ sacrificed himself once now for eternal saving faith for us. But also, there's a priestly function in our daily life. And really, the Levitical priest should have done this with mercy in the Old Testament, but you read very few instances where they really showed mercy. Maybe 1 Samuel 21, where the priest of Nob showed mercy to David as he fled from Saul and gave him the showbread. But otherwise, they didn't seem to be a lot of evident mercy. And God points this out, like in Hosea 6:6. And Micah 6, verses 6 to 8. And whereas Jesus, as our high priest, wow, he shows us mercy. He can help us on every time in need. So it's not just that he's our Savior, as important as that is, but Christ has a ministry to us. The epistles say in the New Testament, with this aid, we learn this is described even more completely in chapter 4 of Hebrews, which we'll arrive at in a number of weeks, talking about that he gives mercy as well as aid. We know that he nurtures us. He gives us fruit in our lives. He prays for us. So there's an incredible ongoing relationship that we have with Jesus as he heads the church, and we are under him in the church. Okay, important lesson. God does not abandon us at salvation. We have the Holy Spirit, and we have our prayers, and God answers prayer. We have Christ. We have his word. All these advantages to help us to be obedient servants and realize the fruit of that obedience as we serve God of faith and patience and joy and peace, on and on. Thank you for joining me today. We'll start chapter 3 next time. I hope you'll join me then.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast, Hebrews First by Verse. We hope you found the teachings both interesting and informative. Join us next week for another exciting episode. To listen to all episodes, please visit our website, teleosresearch.com. That's TELEIOSRESEARCH. Thank you.